Students are selling thousands of goldfish this weekend at the Tumbler Ridge Secondary School. But the money they will earn is nickels compared to the lessons they learned along the way. Mark Dealey was a biologist on a fish farm before he became a teacher. Now he runs the TRSS Fish Farm. Mr. Dealey is on the line with us from Tumbler Ridge this morning. Hello.
Hi, Carolina. Thank you for having me.
Where did the idea of a fish farm in the classroom come from?
Well, it kind of came from me, just because, as my colleagues could probably tell you, I have lots of crazy ideas, and I try them out, and this one happened to work and take hold.
Take us for a little virtual walk here through this fish farm. How big an operation is this?
Well, it's been going for 3 years, and the first year it was only about 300 fish. Now at the third year, we have four recirculating systems. Each system carries about 2,000 liters of water, and our fourth system carries about 6,000 liters of water. And in each system, the water is cleaned through three different filters the kids have designed and built.
They designed it themselves?
Oh, yes. They designed everything from our swirl separator to our biofilter that cleans the water using bacteria to the sand filter that's made out of 50-gallon drums. They've created everything right from scratch, including our newest addition this year, which is a hydroponic system, where they're using wastewater from the fish to grow plants.
Really? What kind of plants are you growing?
Well, we've been very successful with things like watercress. This year we've attempted things like strawberries, raspberries. They've been a little less successful, because we're starting to grow them from seeds, and we only have a five-month growing period.
Wow, yeah, that is ambitious.
Yeah, well, if it's one thing you can say about our course, is that it's ambitious.
You know, we've posted the video from this class up on our Facebook page. If listeners want to see it, it's at facebook.com/daybreaknorth. And this takes up quite a bit of space. There's a lot of students involved.
Oh, yeah. Last year, I think we had 20 students, and then this year we had close to 30, and there's a waiting list to get in the course now.
Really, a wait list?
Yes, ma'am. It's a fantastic course, and most of the kids from grade 10 to 12 are just chomping at the bit to get in it.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the bigger lessons that students are getting from this, but first I have to ask, you're raising goldfish, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Goldfish are notoriously hard to keep alive. How are you doing on that side of things?
Really good, actually. We had some mortality loss our first year because we didn't have all the different filters. We use what's called a wet table. But the second year, our mortality's dropped to something like, I want to say, 1% to 2% out of, I think it was 3,000 fish.
And is that because of what you witnessed from the year previous? Did students devise some ways to get around that mortality?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did more research. We did more work. And the students, you know, that's the nice thing about the course. No matter what happens, there's never a failure. There's just a chance to learn and to improve. And so the kids who took the course 2 years in a row, they have a chance to take two years successively. They looked at what we did wrong and what we did right. They kept the things that we did right, and they improved upon it to a point where mortality's dropped in a huge way. The handling of the fish, you know, we sort them by size and that sort of thing. That was all done in a much better, more fish-friendly way. And the mortality's just dropped. The health of the fish went right through the roof. I can honestly say, as a biologist and a fish farmer, they're the healthiest looking fish I've ever seen.
Wow. So clearly, there's a lot of science being learned in this classroom, but this is also about economics for the kids. What are they learning in terms of how to operate a business?
Well, that's the nice thing. I based this on the fish farm I used to work for called West Coast Fish Culture in Powell River. And my bosses there were very smart. They made me do every single bit of job that was out there, from hauling feed to keeping track of all the fish. So, for instance, we have kids who are doing construction, who are designing. We have kids who are just involved in fish healthcare. We have kids who have created a computer program from scratch to track every individual fish and every gram of food.
No kidding.
Yeah, just so that they can see, you know, if you invest this much food, how much fish flesh have you grown from that? And we do what's called an FCR, a food conversion rate. And in the aquaculture industry, you want a very low food conversion rate. And, of course, we're shooting for the same thing. Now, of course, this is not truly an aquaculture industry because we're not selling the fish, but it gives the kids a goal to set, you know, low mortality, high health, and good return for your investment.
What's the bigger lesson for students who are in this program?
I can honestly say the biggest lesson is working skills. You know, when you get out of school, a lot of times I hear from employers who call me for references, how is this kid going to work in you know, on a team? How is he going to work if I leave him by himself? Is he a quick learner? And unlike in other courses, and I can't say you can teach every course like this, but in other courses, if a kid doesn't do well on a test, it only affects him. In this course, if a kid doesn't feed the fish or doesn't track the food or doesn't build something properly, it affects everyone. So there's a lot of positive peer pressure, but there's a lot of growth personally in getting along with people, seeing a bigger picture, not just your small part of it, and just keeping the business healthy.
You mentioned the hydroponics aspect to this project. What's next?
Well, we have a few ideas. I don't want to go too far into it because really it's up to the kids. And we're at that stage now, the course is about to end, where they're starting to come up with ideas what they want to do next year. But one idea that has come up is, of course, expansion to more fish. We're doing 7,000 fish right now.
But wow.
They want to expand, of course. We would like to get into raising trout for local lakes, but there's some red tape there, and there's some issues, of course, with potential for biosecurity, and we're working on that. There is a potential for a local fish pond with the municipality of Tumbler Ridge, but, of course, that's in the hands of the municipality. But in the smaller scale, we're also looking at something like local shellfish, perhaps, to help clean the water.
Wow. Very, very cool. Mark Dealey, thanks so much for telling me just a little bit about it this morning.
Well, thank you very much. And I would invite anybody to swing by and tour our fish farm. It's amazing. But the most amazing thing is our students, our staff. The municipality has gotten right behind it, local businesses. Mike Bernier, the Minister of Education, has come by to see it. Our superintendent, Leslie Lambie, has come by. My students are the absolute stars, but honestly, we couldn't do it without all the support we're getting from the people of Tumbler Ridge.
Well, I'd love to see it firsthand. Mark Dealey, thanks again.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Mark Dealey teaches the science tech course at Tumbler Ridge. You can hear there that it's much more than just science. And you can check it out yourself. Students from that program are hosting a goldfish sale this Saturday at the high school. A large goldfish will cost you 75 cents, a small goldfish, 50 cents. And once again, you can see video of this incredible operation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/daybreaknorth.
What a neat idea.